This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
For my good news today, I brought in a very special guest to talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. Dwight Carter. Dwight's been pretty much the man when it comes to fashion in St. Louis as the founder of Brainchild Next. He's been a part of the Fashion Fund and so much more, so many different boards to bring fashion to St. Louis and show that fashion's an important part of St. Louis as well. Dwight, talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
So we have our Gentleman's Fashion Show, which is the finale of our week, and it's been going on for 10 years, and we have a lot of things happening within that event as far as, like, we have 6 designers that we're featuring. We have another 12 designers that are going to be in a special segment called the Blue Jacket segment, which is in New York. They do a Blue Jacket fashion show they've been doing for 9 years, and it's through Fashion Group International, and it's to create awareness for men's prostate cancer.
Nice. So you talked about how the show supports more than just fashion. It supports a good cause and promoting men to get tested for prostate cancer. Talk a little bit about that, as well as the local designers that are going to be there.
Okay. So February is Men's Prostate Cancer Month, and we have partnered with Siteman Cancer Center. And so they're one of our big sponsors, and that kind of what put it in a gear. And also my dad is a survivor.
Oh, okay.
And I have friends that have uncles and dads that have survived, and some have not, you know, passed away.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, it's pretty important.
So this is close to you in multiple ways, in the sense of, hey, it's for a great cause, but also something you love to do, which is fashion. You've been a part of the fashion industry here in St. Louis for a long time. How did you get started with all that?
So my first career was music.
Okay.
I was in the music business. I was producing music festivals and concerts and managing bands and tours and all that stuff. And then I volunteered for a fashion show, and it just changed everything. I was about to fade out of the music business anyway. And so I was one of the producers for St. Louis Fashion Week back in the early 2000s. And that's where I met Pauly.
Okay.
Pauly Gibson. So Pauly Gibson, I actually brainstormed on the first Gent together. Mm-hmm. He was starting a men's line. He was doing both men's and women's. And so he wanted a show, and we just did one show. And then it just 10 years later, we continue to do it, and we keep adding on events on top of that.
So cool. And I am actually, I'm emceeing the event on Sunday night. I'm excited. I believe I'm going to be wearing some Pauly Gibson.
Yeah.
Something from Pauly's collection. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what he's got in store for me. But I want to touch base quickly on, you come from the music industry into the fashion industry now. There's a lot of similarities because both fashion and music are great ways for people to connect, even with the world having so many differences and people have different views on everything. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, that connection that music brings people together, fashion brings people together? Talk about that.
I think as an event coordinator or event planner, having that music background to put into a fashion show, you know, like you see the big arena rock,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the fire and all, you know, all that cool stuff, you know, to have that experience and then to produce a fashion show and try and, you know, have that same energy that you would see an artist on a stage,
yep.
is, I think that's where my mind always goes,
yeah.
to make it as cool as possible.
Yeah, and it's going to be an awesome event, and people can come out, right? It's open to the public. Mm-hmm. People can still get tickets. Yep. How do they get tickets? How can they help out?
They can get tickets on brainchildnext.com.
Brainchildnext.com.
Yeah. First row is sold out, okay. But we have second row still available, and we have a general admission still available.
Awesome. Come on out Sunday night. You're not going to want to miss out what Dwight's put together. Dwight Carter, the man, the myth, the legend. Honestly, I've heard so much about you, and I'm excited to see what Sunday night brings.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thanks again.
Super excited.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.